Howdy, folks. You got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Jasper. The show is Noise Complaint. Every Thursday at 3, how you doing? It's great to be with you. Thanks for listening wherever you are. Got some fun music this week. Starting off with some self-identified celestial country music, which drew me in right away. This artist is called Honey Harper, and he has a record called Star Maker coming out tomorrow, March 6th, 2020. I've had the pleasure of previewing this record today, and I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about it. It's just beautiful. It's lovely. It's lush. It's very country. He has such a classic crooner voice. I showed some of it to Alex DeBoer earlier today. I don't know if she really dug it as much as I'm digging it, but check it out. The song is called Tomorrow Never Comes.
Entire night, fading light in the mirror behind your eyes. You and I, all the time, like light in the infinite sky. There's a piece of me in your heart all the time. Next to me, you'll know you'll be fine. It's kind of like there's something in our sign, you and I. As I lay, you in bed, did you stay there all day like I said? Endless days of flowing lace, like the tears in your eyes when I fade. There's a piece of me in your heart all the time. Next to me, I know you'll be fine. It's kind of like there's something in our signs, you and I.
That's Honey Harper. Tomorrow Never Comes. Definitely one of the more popular offerings on this new record, Star Maker, which comes out tomorrow. But do check it out. There is quite a bit of really, really great country music on that record. And there's not a lot of country music that comes around these days that I'm really into or that feels new and exciting. But this album just has this sort of, I get a really good feeling listening to it. I think it's going to be kind of an instant classic along the lines of like a Wise Blood kind of stature. So check it out. Honey Harper, album's called Star Maker. Okay, I've got one of my favorite bands of the last 10 years coming up next, who has released a new single. The band is called The Dirty Projectors. Or sorry, there's no the, it's just Dirty Projectors. And this song's called Overlord. And to me, it really feels like a return to that early era of Dirty Projectors that really spoke to me, the Swing Low Magellan era Dirty Projectors. They went off Dirty Projectors essentially became a solo project after Swing Low Magellan. And they made sort of a conceptual, experimental, almost like it had elements of trap and hip hop in it. And I didn't care for it. But this new single is outstanding. It has that classic, like, acrobatic Dirty Projectors vocal melody that just hits all the right spots for me. So have a listen. This one's called Overlord. Man, like, what's better than that? Hey, how about that vocal melody? Those crazy bone-dry drums, you know, with the crazy... I don't have the language to talk about percussion, but I just... I heard that song for the first time this morning. I think it's... I probably listened to it 20 times today. I tend to do that with songs that I discover. I tend to kill them, or at least I smother them, I should say. And then I guess the really good ones survive the smothering. I don't know. Do you do that with things you discover? I don't know. I sure do. Anyways, that's Dirty Projectors, a return to form for Dirty Projectors, in my humble opinion. The song is called Overlord. I don't have any information about when that record's coming out, or even if it's part of an LP. I'm sure it is, but keep your ears peeled for that. I certainly will. Got a band called Jaunt up next. Jaunt is an emerging outfit from Toronto, a large outfit, maybe 6 or 7 members, and this is a debut record for them. This is the second single that has come out of the Jaunt rehearsal space over the last few months. This one's called Delighted to be Spoken to. I think it's a good segue song after Dirty Projectors, as I think it incorporates kind of similar vocal stylings that you hear on a Dirty Projectors song. Lots of wacky harmonies, really kind of cool song structures. It's inventive. It's inventive in a way that Dirty Projectors is inventive, so I hope you see what I mean. Another step, a new testament, you highlighted the lights that express your emotion. It's
listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
I was in my car today, earlier today, and I heard that promo for Synaptic Sandwich. And I thought I would play it for you because it's pretty cool. It's pretty crazy. I don't know, you know, I haven't tuned into that show yet, but I'm going to check it out because that promo is stellar. I love it. Hey, folks, you are still tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. That last song you heard was Jaunt, an act emerging out of Toronto that I'm pretty excited about. I think their record's gonna be cool based on what I've heard so far. The song was called Delighted to Be Spoken To. We're going to Los Angeles, California next. We have a troubadour named Aaron Beckham, who's released a very sort of, I don't know what to call it, a meat and potatoes folk/folk rock record called Songs from a Triangle Room. And I've been enjoying this song for the last 2 days for its sort of simplicity and its directness and its sort of meditative nature. It's Dylan-esque meditative nature, I guess. I don't know. It's called Jagged Coast.
I'm an unclothed ghost, from my head to my toes, and everybody knows that I'm only the host. I'm on some jagged, 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 jagged coast. Oh, I feel it in my memory. All these cartoon images of me, how they pull and they bend and they crack the trees. I got those Santa Ana winds blowing right through me, 'cause I'm an unclothed ghost, from my head to my toes, and everybody knows that I'm only the host. I'm on some jagged, 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 jagged coast. Oh, I feel it in my bones. I got no country to call my home. And when you push everyone away, then you're on your own. And you spend your days inside your phone, like an unclothed ghost, from your head to your toes, and and everybody knows that you're only the host. All the edges mark that distant mirror, and the hunter swears he could smell your fear. But the truth is, nothing is ever clear. And the truth is, I was never here, 'cause I'm an unclothed ghost from my head to my toes. And everybody knows that I'm only the host. I'm on some jagged, 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 jagged coast.
You kind of spend that song just waiting for something to happen. That was my first reaction to it. But it doesn't, I don't mean to like imply that it's a disappointing song, because it totally, I really like it. It really engages me, even though my mind is like, okay, you know, maybe there's a bridge coming or something. But really, there's no, it has no shape, really. You know, it has that acoustic guitar form that sort of just goes around and around. It's one of those great acoustic guitar riffs, and has the ability to just kind of keep going in a way. It's something uniquely, the acoustic guitar is uniquely capable of sort of expressing chords that way, and it doesn't really need to go anywhere. It just has a feel, and it rolls really nicely. It's Aaron Beckham, Jagged Coast, album's called Songs from a Triangle Room. If you're ever in Los Angeles, maybe you can look him up, see if he's playing. I'm going to play Lee next. I had Lee in studio last night. We were hanging out and chatting, having a great conversation. And then a programmer came in, and I realized that I had mistakenly only booked us for a half hour slot to hang out and do an episode of Noise Complaint. So, I feel terrible. But we ended up just hanging out in my office, having a drink. And then we continued our conversation with a Zoom recorder. So I'm going to stitch our two interview sections together and publish the full podcast. And I'm hopefully going to try and rebroadcast it next week sometime. So stay tuned for that. If you haven't heard any of Lee's new music, they've just released a brand new record, their fourth LP. It's called You Want It Real. It arrives via Mint Records. It is a relentless, thrashy, fuzzy punk affair. I listened to this record about three times yesterday, and I was like pretty wound up by it. But it's just exquisitely recorded. It's hard to achieve. We were talking about this last night. It's hard to achieve clarity with like heavy, fuzzy music. But this album was expertly recorded and mixed by Mr. Jesse Gander of Rain City Recorders, who I'm sure is no stranger to many of the folks listening who pay attention to the local music scene. This song is called Drowning in Piss.
Let's go. always hate to break bread. Think about the way that you would feel if never said. Joke's on you, it's time to come through. Well, if she had to choose me or her mom, I know I wouldn't last long. Yeah, no problem with the truth. But when she made me laugh, doom doom back to my tomb. My love is not hard to be in a place where life is easy. Like, what the fuck is real? What the fuck is wrong? I think I can fit with your tone. Like, oh, they think about you. Go ahead and leave my body when the time it comes through. Loving on you till the time it comes through. Why you always hate to break bread? Said, joke's on you, well it's time to come through. Time to come through. Time to come through. Time to come through. You know I wanna be everything that you need.
How about that, eh? That's it's an artist called Still Woozy. He's out of Oakland, California. Love the guitar sound, that sort of super dry, fast Leslie sound. For all you guitar players out there, the song's called Goody Bag. Don't know anything about Still Woozy, just that song. That's, I love it. Got Charlotte Cornfield up next. Some of you may know Charlotte. Charlotte's just, she released an LP last year. Oh, I'm just looking for the name of it because I can't remember. The Shape of Your Name, which was great. It's a great record. Came out last year. And Charlotte has released a new single just a couple weeks ago. This one's called In My Corner. And Charlotte's a really, a lot of sort of touring Canadian musicians have interacted with Charlotte because, of course, Charlotte was booking Burdock Music Hall, which was, it's a great listening room in the West End of Toronto, attached to a microbrewery and like a really nice restaurant. It was a really great room. I believe she has since moved on. She's probably too busy playing music these days to be managing the room, but yeah, she's sort of like a musician's musician in that sense, you know. She's, a lot of folks have interacted with her. I know I have, like, sent, you know, emails trying to book the room and stuff, and I've always enjoyed interacting with Charlotte. So enjoy this song. It's called In My Corner.
Out of styrofoam, you said I should have brought my own mug. I said, yeah, me too. You said, well, what can you do? Take my number down, we can meet up when we're both in town. I found you in a parking lot, leaning on somebody's car. You said, don't worry, I'm quitting. I said, yeah, I believe you. There's nothing you can't breathe through. Even when money's tight, we all got demons that keep us up at night. It's never been easy with you on the map. Thank you. I've been running my mouth. You know I'm always wondering, I never get very far. Just end up retracing old scars. It's never been easy with you on my mind, but I am in your corner and you are in mine. I spend a day riding cabs in LA and never get it anywhere. I left my bags on the chair, I'm never getting anywhere. Sometimes I'm just overwhelmed with despair, think I'm never getting anywhere. It's never been easy with you on my mind, but I am in your corner.
Great tune, Charlie Cornfield, In My Corner, Sharkhorn. I don't know if people call it Sharkhorn. If I was friends with Sharkhorn, if I was on like friendly terms with Charlotte, I would call her Sharkhorn. I like to nickname people. I tend to nickname people right away, often like before I've established that sort of interpersonal closeness that usually predicates one nicknaming someone. I generally jump to nicknames like immediately. As soon as I have the name established in my head, I nickname people. Some people don't like that too. I think some people are pickier about their names, which is fine. You know what I mean? It's your name. You're entitled to be called whatever you want to be called. But I don't know. I should probably reel it back. Dial that one back. Maybe I'll lay off the nicknaming for now. Anyways, Sharkhorn. That was Charlotte Cornfield. Something cool for you next. Band called Impulsive Hearts. From Chicago. Sort of jangly Midwestern pop kind of band. I tend to like a lot of music that comes out of Chicago. A lot of my favorite bands are from Chicago. This record's called Cry All the Time. And I gave it a listen through earlier today, and I really dug a lot of it. So I'm going to share one with you. This one's called Can I Ask You?
Can I ask you so? Yeah.
you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm neither there at all.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talit Sim, Homasque Mustail.
Thank you.
How about that song? Turned Out I Was Everyone by Sasami. Big shout out to Walgren for putting me onto that tune. Walgren, of course, maybe you heard, she came in during Fun Drive, brought in some musical crushes of her, and that included Sasami. For this song from her Sasami's self-titled record, which came out last year via Domino Recordings. Sasami is a contributing member to Cherry Glazer, and wow, do I love that song. I love the idea. Turned out I was everyone, thought I was the only one. I was working on some like paperwork, some pretty dry paperwork a couple weeks ago. Spent many, many late nights just listening to that song, crushing paperwork. It really puts me, I like listening to one song on repeat while I work. It really kind of lets me zone in and zone out in all the right ways, if you know what I mean. Well, we're just about out of time, folks. We got one more song left for you before we're wrapping up this 11th edition of Listening Party. Thanks again for joining me as always. But before we go, a song called Spelling Tuesday by an act called Bellevue, currently resides in Kelowna, BC. He released a record called Luckier last year. Not quite a full length, but although, you know, who decides what a full length is? You know what? I'm just going to go on a bit of a rant for a second. A lot of artists released short collections of songs, and they feel compelled to call it an EP, which of course stands for Extended Player, which is kind of confusing because really it's generally a collection of songs. A collection of 3 to 6 songs is what generally is considered an EP these days. But I think it's a totally arbitrary designation that we should stop using right away. You know, you should release music any way you want. If your collection of songs or compositions happens to number between 3 and 6, just give the album a title. Don't call it like the blah 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 EP. Just call it blah blah blah. I just think it's unnecessary to add the designation EP onto a thing, or even LP for that matter. These are all terms, these are hangover terms from the vinyl age that are no longer applicable to the way we distribute and package and consume music. So for all you folks out there who are making music and are thinking about releasing music anytime soon, just give your work a title, or don't, whatever. But I mean, skip the EP, LP business, because it's stupid. It's stupid. I said it. It's stupid. And I'm sorry for ranting. I don't know where that came from. It's actually, well, I know where it came from. It's been on my mind for a long time. And there's no one here to stop me from doing that. So it just came out. And I'm sorry. We're done. Here's a great song called Spelling Tuesday. And I love the Bandcamp bio on this from Bellevue. And I quote, "Currently improvising and reading in Toronto. Might record later." So I suppose he's not in Kelowna, as the Bandcamp site says. Currently in Toronto. This one's called Spelling Tuesday. It's all I
nothingness that gives us so much room.
All right, that's it. That's it for the show. Show's over. Thanks for tuning in. That last song was Spelling Tuesday by Bellevue. And man, that was, it's a chill song. That guy is chilling. He's reading. He's improvising in Toronto. Hopefully he records something soon. My name is Jasper. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. The show is called Listening Party. It's on every Thursday, 3 o'clock, my favorite songs of the week. Really appreciate you tuning in. Support means the world to us. And it's nice. It's nice to share music and talk about music with you. So, see you next week.